later today yet. I don't think they have a make yet today.
They do not. You're correct.
And that's not really common. We'll see if the Loggers able to get one up. They haven't really put up very many shots at all. In this second half, just about to get underway here. Both teams exiting their benches. And it's going to be Athens with the ball to start out the second half. And Becker gets it in to Scher. Scher going to start things off for Athens here. Down by 5 points. Scher gets it into the low block. Tried to get a bucket on JJ right off the bat. They do with Becker. And Haken is going to bring it up. Gets it into Hochschild. Hochschild turns around. Packs the basket. And that one goes. Hochschild with a nice bucket on the left side. Exactly what they want to do. And Athens matches, or Loggers match Athens on that basket right there. Athens with the ball. And he's going to get 3 seconds in the lane. And that's what the Athens is trying to do, is keep JJ down in the block. They're trying to get JJ a fourth foul. JJ doing a nice job. Athens is called for 3 seconds in the lane. 17-19 to go. It's 38-33. Loggers leading. Hochschild with the ball. To Abraham from three. It's good. A big three-point shot from Lane Abraham. 41-33. And there we go. That's the first three-point shot of the game for the Loggers. And they're going to get Becker down in the post again. Try to post up on Haken. JJ's going to get help there. JJ needs to front and get the help from behind. Here's a deep three from Athens. Is good. That from Fromman. Braden Fromman, the deep three. Five-point ball game again. Abraham with the ball. Top to Haken. Haken drives it in. Going to drive back out. Get over to Reback. Left side. Braden looking for the slasher. Abraham cutting through. It's going to go off his hands, though. And the Athens ball off the turnover. 41-36. Loggers leading. 16:25 to go here. First or second half. Athens gets across half court. Becker with the ball. Switched on. Loggers. Ooh. Poor defense switching there by the Loggers. Athens with the easy bucket. It's 38-41. Haken it up to Kulwicki. We're going to get a foul on Fromman as Kulwicki driving to the basket. Going to be Loggers basketball out of bounds under their own basket. The third foul on Fromman. Fromman, their big man, down by the basket. Abraham looking to get the ball in. Find Hochschild right by the basket. He's fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Fromman. That hurts. So four on Fromman. And he's probably going to have to take a break here. And the freshman, Daxton Detholm, is going to come into the ball game. The tall freshman coming in right now. Hochschild's first free throw is good. And it's 42-38. Second free throw from Hochschild is short. And Athens comes away with it. Becker brings it up for Athens. Over to the right wing. Over, swings it around the perimeter. And working patiently is Athens. Looking for a cutter. Looking for their slashers coming through. A lot of screens. Here's a three-pointer from Athens. It's no good. Haken with the rebound. He's going to take it up himself. Over to Abraham. To Kulwicki. Kulwicki drives in. Three back. Here's Hochschild from about 8 feet. And we're going to get a charge on Hochschild. So a turnover for the Loggers. 15:27 to go here in the ball game. A four-point lead for the Loggers. 42-38. Athens with the ball. There's a screen. And a turnover by the Loggers, or by Athens, I should say. Loggers get the ball ahead. Abraham almost loses it. Gets it over to Haken. To Hochschild. Auger's setting up their offense. Here's Kowicki cutting through. Aikinen for three. No good. Going the other direction. Here's an open three for Athens. That's good. 1 point ball game here. Loggers up by one. Aikinen has it. With a Kowicki. Over to Aikinen on the right side. JJ drives in. And he's going to lose it out of bounds. He's going to stay with the Loggers. Loggers with the basketball under their own basket. Gets it into Hochschild. Out to Aikinen. JJ setting things up. Swings it. Swings it left side. Kowicki has it now. Looking for Lane in that low post. Jack going to drive to the basket. Shot goes up. He's fouled and going to go to the line. It'll be good to get these good Athens into foul trouble here right now. And that foul was on Andrew Scheer. It's only a second. Kowicki at the line. Not a good free throw shooter. First one up is no good. Wide right. Kleinschmidt coming in for the shooter. Second free throw from Kowicki. Up and no good. And rebound by Athens. Going the other way. Athens looking to take their first lead of the ball game. And using their screens wisely. Going to get to the basket. We're going to get another travel on Becker. Turnover. Kleinschmidt going to get into the ball game here. Kowicki checking out. Get a little bit of instant offense here from Colin Kleinschmidt. Aikinen with the ball. Get up to Hochschild, right side. Hochschild, a little pump fake, going to get to the basket. No good. And goes the other direction. And going to get a foul on Abraham. And is that three on Lane, maybe? Not sure.
I believe that is three on Lane. Yep.
So three fouls on Lane. Glad they didn't call that on JJ. And Athens with the ball under their own basket. Loggers up by one. Here's a three-point shot. And no good. Rebound by Kleinschmidt. And Aikinen going to take it up left side. Gets it up to Rivak. Rivak going to drive. And turns it over, going the other way. And Athens with the ball. Looking to get it into the high post. Working around that perimeter. Scheer with the ball. Left side now for Athens. And Athens, real patient. Using a lot of screens. Loggers in their man-to-man defense yet. Cross-court pass taken away, almost taken away by Aikinen. And it's going to be Loggers basketball. Denzine checking in for Rebak. And like this offensive unit in there right now for the Loggers. Let's see if they can get some points on the board. Loggers with the ball on the perimeter. Abraham back over to Aikinen right side. Denzine on the right into Hochschild. Hochschild. Nice shot from Hochschild.
Wow, nice
gets it in the post. Goes to his left hand, his strong hand. Gets the basket. The three-point lead, 44-41. 12:40 to go here in this ball game. Loggers up three. Here's a three-point shot from Athens. Is no good. And Loggers got to fight better for rebounds as Becker gets the rebound, puts it back. 44-43, one-point lead for the Loggers. Loggers need some of these easy baskets. Just Kleinschmidt flashing through. Aikinen's going to drive the basket. Gets it out to Aikinen. No call. And it's going to be Athens basketball. 44-43. Athens ball after the turnover. 12:14 to go here. And Becker with the ball for Athens. Athens has it at the top of the key. Looking to start their offense up. Loggers into man-to-man. Switch by the loggers. Denzine Garden-Becker. He goes all the way to the basket. Hochschild gets the rebound. He's going to take it up himself, left side. And we're going to get a foul on Becker. And that foul on Athens, that's their fourth team foul. And that's Riley Becker's third. JJ has the ball. Starting it up at the point here. Gets a screen from Hochschild. And pulls up from about 10 feet. No good. It's to Abraham. Abraham by the bucket. And that basket's good. 46-43. It's a three-point lead here for the Loggers. 11:33 to go in this ball game. Athens at the top of the key. Left side. Almost a steal by Kleinschmidt. He pulled away. Athens looking to get it into that low post. Working around the perimeter now. Almost a takeaway by Abraham. Jay Denzine tips that one out of bounds. It's going to stay with Athens. 11:16 to go. 46-43 is the score. Loggers up by three yet. Holding on to a lead here in this close game. And Athens, side out of bounds. They get the ball in, and they set things up. Around the perimeter, looking for the three-point shot. Loggers doing a good job defensively. And there's a takeaway from Kleinschmidt. No, he was tripped, no call. Athens gets it back. I don't know how that one was missed there, but Athens with the ball. 10:47 to go. Athens driving in, kicking back out. Becker with the ball. Three-point shot from the corner is good. Rattled it in. We got a tie ball game. 46-46, 10:32 to go in this ball game. JJ up at the top, get it into Hochschild. Clears everyone away. Hochschild, pump fake, goes to the basket, and he's going to go to the line. Good job by Drew Hochschild getting to the basket. 10:20 to go here. Loggers trying to retake this lead. First free throw good for Drew Hochschild. 47-46, 10:20 to go. Jordan Smith, I see you're watching now. Good to have you here. Loggers playing a good ball game, trying to hold on to a lead. Hochschild hits the ball. Loggers shooting good free throws here today. And Jack Kowicki checks back in for Shea Denzine. 10:20 to go here in this ball game. Two-point lead for the Loggers. Loggers look like they're going to be in a 1-3-1 defense right now. With Colin up at the top. And going to leave some shots in the corner. And here we are. Loggers moving nicely, and we're going to get a travel. So the defense forcing a travel. It's going to be Loggers' ball. 10 minutes to go and up by 2 points. Aiken and bringing it up for the Loggers. JJ over to Lane Abraham. He cuts through. Here's a screen from Jack Kowicki. A risky play and turned over. And going the other way, almost a travel. Here's a three-point shot from Athens. Is no good. No rebound from the Loggers again, though. Another three-point shot is good. No good. Loggers get this one. Hochschild with the rebound. JJ going to take it up. He's going to push it up to Abraham. Over to Hochschild. Loggers setting up their offense. Here's Hochschild from the free throw line. That one's good. Hochschild for two. It's 50-46. Back to a four-point lead. Hochschild finding some open buckets here tonight. And Lane getting the steal. And the free and the layup. It's 52-46. A six-point lead for the Loggers. We're going to get a timeout. It's a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And Jeff Haken, along with, I almost said Scott Heckman there, Nathan Bodewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It is a 52-46 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Athens Blue Jays here right now. I think there's just under 10 minutes to go. We'll find out in just a second here.
I believe you're right.
And Athens going to have the ball here after the layup by Lane Abraham on that steal. The 1-3-1 defense that the Loggers switched into, causing a little chaos. Yeah, 9 minutes to go here in this ballgame. Athens bringing it up. The sophomore, Riley Becker, left side here. And working this 1-3-1 defense. Loggers moving nicely. And there's another turnover. It's going to be Loggers basketball. 1-3-1, still causing problems here. It's a nerve-wracking defense to play against a good three-point shooting team, but the Loggers getting out on everything here and really confusing Athens right now. And 8:39 now, Athens switching into a zone. Here's Lane Abraham open for three, and it's good. Big shot from Lane Abraham. And that's what I like seeing. Athens get into the zone defense here. We might get a couple open looks in the second half. 55-46 right now. Athens, or Loggers, with a 9-point lead. Cross-court pass to Becker. Loggers moving really nicely on everything, getting to the ball. Here's an open 3-point look. It's no good. Rebound Haken, and they're going to get a foul on Abraham. What was that? I did not see it.
I didn't either. That's going to be Lane's fourth, though.
Lane shooting real well. They had to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Reback into the ball game now.
Yeah, Lane's got 10 second half points.
Lane's got 10 second half points,
yep,
here? After three in the first half?
Yep. Yeah, yep.
Athens gets the ball in. So Reback came in for him. 8 minutes to go, 8:05 to go here in this first half. Loggers up by nine. Still got to get out on these three-point shots. Looks like they're back into a man-to-man. Becker with the ball, tries driving in on Haken, and tipped away, and taken away by Hochschild, up to Reback, cross court to Kleinschmidt to the basket, and got to be a travel or something.
Foul.
Could have gone either way, is that what we're going to call
yeah,
that?
I would say so.
All right, Athens ball, the foul on Kolicki. 7:40 to go here. Loggers up by nine. Loggers got to keep the foot on the pedal here. Keep pressing at them. Loggers still in that 1-3-1. And Athens trying to draw Loggers out deep. And Loggers moving pretty nicely here. They get out on the three-point. No, they don't that time. Three-point basket is good for Athens. 55-49. Six-point lead here for the Loggers. Hochschild has it. Into Kolicki, back out to Hochschild. Hochschild into Haken by the basket. Out to Reback. Reback, pump fake, pulls up. No good. Rebound Athens, going the other direction. 7:02 to go here. Athens looking to close this lead a little bit. Blocked by Kleinschmidt from behind. Haken going to take it up right side. As he's, gosh, there's no foul there. Jump off. That's tough.
Oh.
That's tough to watch. And 6:50 to go here. Loggers up by six. JJ getting things started up here for the Loggers. Hochschild with the ball. The Reback on the left wing. Loggers, or Athens back into a man-to-man. Loggers just realizing that. Haken has got it now. He's going to start things up. Guarded by Becker. And taken away by Athens. Going the other direction. And back. Turnover again. Back to the Loggers. 6:21 to go here. And we're going to get a timeout. Is it going to be a 30-second timeout?
I believe.
It's going to be a full timeout here. It's 55-49. Loggers leading the Athens Blue Jays. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
And Jeff Aikenen and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're in a timeout here right now in the second half. It's a six-point lead for the Loggers, 55-49. Loggers trying to build on the little bit of momentum that they have right now. And they come out of these timeouts here. Coming up on 98.3 on Saturday and Sunday, we got Bucks basketball along with Packers on Sunday as well. So a full weekend of Bucks and Packers. Make sure you tune in to 98.3. Country for all that. You can check all that out on the Civic Media app as well. So here we are, Colin Kleinschmidt set to take it out against a little bit of press from Athens. Get it ahead here to Kleinschmidt, and we're going to get a foul on Athens on this press. And we'll see who that foul was on. 6:16 to go here. And they called that one on Nick Pittman. That was his first. Loggers looking to get it in. They get it in to Revac. Revac back over to Haken and up at the top. Back to Revac. Getting into Kolick in the post. He's got it there. Raiden drives it, kicks it back out. Kleinschmidt has it now. And here's Hochschild over to Revac. Shot was there.
Yeah, it was.
JJ, might have a somewhere to drive. A little pump fake. Back to Revac. Revac shoots it now. This time rebounded by Haikkanen, though. JJ pulls up, pulls it back out. 5:40 to go here. Loggers a little struggling on their offensive rhythm right now. Kleinschmidt has it. Back to Revac. He shoots from three. Just missing. Good shot from Revac. He's going to foul on Hochschild on the rebound. And it's going to go the other way. 55-49 is the score right now. Loggers up by six. 5:29 to go. Riley Becker with the ball over to the right side. And Athens kicks it out. Here's a three-point shot from Athens. No good. Rebound by Athens. And a putback. Loggers got a rebound better. Haikkanen has it. He's pushing it. Gets across half court. Over to Hochschild. Kolwicki by the basket. He's pulled down. He's going to go to the free throw line. Not the guy for the Loggers we want at the line. See what Jack can do here, though. It's a four-point lead here for the Loggers. Shot up. And no good. Abraham checking in for Revac. Second one for Kolwicki. Up. And good for Jack. We'll take it. Big free throw for Jack. Back to a five-point lead here, 56-51. Three-pointer from Athens. No good. Air ball. Able to get their own rebound again, though. Shot goes up. That one's no good. Get a rebound, Loggers. And they come away with it. Kleinschmidt taken away. And a foul by Kleinschmidt. The Loggers got to settle down a little bit. Control the ball. 4:42 to go here. Foul on Kleinschmidt. And actually, Athens is going to be in the bonus coming up. I believe both teams will be in the bonus on the next foul. Athens with the ball, down by four, down by five, 4.5 minutes to go in this ballgame. Here's a screen up at the top. Becker driving the basket. He gets all the way. No help defense at all. 53-56. Oshield to Hakenin. Hakenin over to Abraham. Abraham with the ball. He's going to move it. Over to J.J. J.J.'s going to pull up from about 10 feet. That one's good. Big bucket from J.J. 58-53. Big basket at a big time. Loggers back up by five. Here's a screen up top. Becker to the corner. Back up to the wing. Back to the other wing. Trying to drive. And we're going to get a travel.
Double dribble.
Double dribble. One called travel, one double dribble. He did a little bit of both. It's going to be Loggers basketball. 3:48 to go here. We're getting down here. It's crunch time, guys. Don't go anywhere. A little pressure by Athens. They get it into J.J. J.J. to Abraham. Abraham gets it across half court. He's going to foul on Athens. It's going to be on Riley Becker. And it's going to put Lane Abraham at the free throw line. Yeah, Becker's fourth foul.
Yeah, you want to give him foul trouble.
Yeah. How many points has he got here tonight? Them all 16, 17 points.
18.
18 points for Becker. Abraham. That free throw's good. ...59-53. Auger shooting well from the free throw line. Second free throw from Abraham. Up. And good. Lane Abraham makes it 60-53. 7-point lead here for the Loggers. 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Becker with the ball up top. Guarded by Hakenin. And Hoshield gets the steal. Traveled with it. Got a little missed dribble right there. Boy, that was a nice, easy one. Boy, did we need that one right there too, Nate.
Yeah,
so Hoshield with the breakaway layup right there, but the ball bounced away from him a little bit, and he got caught with the travel. So Athens with the ball. Big break for Athens. 3:20 to go here, and Loggers leading by 7. Looking for Becker coming around the screen. J.J. fighting through. Back up top to Becker. He's got the ball. We'll get another screen here, trying to get something going. Oshield almost with another takeaway. 3 minutes to go now in this ball game. There's another screen trying to get something going. Hakenin comes away with the steal. Oh, they don't give him the jump ball. And here's a jumper from about 8 feet, and it's good for Athens. So Athens with a nice break there. So Oshield in the middle. Colin Kleinschmidt. Colin. Oh, and a turnover by the Loggers. Loggers got to be careful. 2.5 minutes to go here. A 5-point lead. Big defensive stop here needed by the Loggers. Riley Becker with the ball. Like they're reversing it. 2:20 to go here now in this ball game. Back to Becker up top with the ball. Look for a screen. Can try to take J.J. right side. He does. Misses. Rebound Abraham. Hakenin left side. Going to pull it up. Slow it down a little bit. 2 minutes to go. Loggers a nice spot here in the bonus. One thing we don't want to do is get Kolick. He caught with the ball. And we're going to get a timeout here. Coach Ring calls a timeout. There's a minute 56 to go here. The Loggers with a 5-point lead at 60-55. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 1-minute timeout.
Jeff Hakenin Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakeninroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakeninroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Hakenin Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 5-point lead for our Phillips Loggers over the Athens Blue Jays with just under 2 minutes to go here in this ballgame. It's 60-55. Loggers with the ball. They're going to take it out of bounds under their own basket. Lane Abraham set to take it out. And they get it out to Haken and up top. JJ with the ball. And pressure on him. They get it over to Abraham. Abraham over to Kleinschmidt. Minute 45 to go. Loggers spending some time on the clock. Aikman up top. Over to Abraham. Loggers taking 30 seconds off the clock. That's good. Over to Kulwicki. And it goes out of bounds. Want to keep it out of Kulwicki's hands right now. Minute 27 to go here. They're going to foul someone. It looks like Ryan Peel, the senior, coming in for Athens. And checking out is Braden Fromman. Fromman with the four fouls. They got to get him on the bench. Tied out of bounds for the Loggers. They get it into Haken. And they're going to foul him up top. JJ is going to go to the free throw line. Big free throws coming for JJ. First one up is good. Big free throw for JJ. Second free throw coming here for JJ is good. 62-55, 7-point lead here. Athens going to press things here. They're going to push it up, try to get a quick basket. Decker up at the top. Dead ball. Got to get out on our guys. Minute 14 to go here. 3-point shot goes up. It's short. It's rebounded by Hawshield. Hawshield, he's going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line. Minute 08 to go. Drew hits these ones right here. I think that's the dagger, Nate.
I think you're right.
So nice job finishing this game. It's not finished. Loggers got to finish this game out.
But a lot can happen in a minute.
A lot can happen in a minute. 62-55. Is the score. Hoshiel trying to make it a 9-point ball game. First free throw up and good for Drew. Second free throw is good. It's a 9-point lead, 64-55. Loggers with Riley up at the top. 3-point shot up and no good. Rebounded by Athens though. Another three-pointer up, no good. Kleinschmidt with the rebound. Call a foul on him over the back. Oh, but that's all right. It's going to be Athens from the free throw line now. So this is what we don't want is scoring with clock stopped. Unless he misses the first one. So at the free throw line right now, Jordan Fromm. Free throw up and good for Athens. Free throw up and no good. Rebound by Kulwicki to Kleinschmidt to Abraham. Got to settle down a little bit. Lane has it. Gets ahead of the pack. And here we're going to get a foul. Lane's going to go to the free throw line. 64-56, 46 seconds to go here. Big free throws coming. So Abraham at the line. First free throw up is good. Abraham's second free throw Up and good.
14 second half points for Lane.
Nice job from Lane here. 66-56. Becker with the ball. Trying to tack on Haken and nothing going. Rahman to the basket. He gets that basket to go. 35 seconds to go here. It's an 8-point lead here now for the Loggers and a 30-second timeout here from Athens. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Nice ending to this ballgame right now so far. 58-66. Loggers leading right now here by 8 points. Set to go back to the game here. I think Lane Abraham at the line right now, or did he just shoot?
Nope, he got he made.
Oh, yeah. So Loggers are set to take the ball in here. They're going to get it in and get fouled right away if they don't get the steal. The Loggers probably going to go to the line here. This game not over with here. 34 seconds to go here. And it's going to be a fouling game to finish things off. See if they can get the ball into likely JJ's hands is what they'll try to do.
Wide open.
And back to Abraham. Lane. Back to JJ. Up to Kleinschmidt. To Kolwicki. Get it out of his hand. To Kleinschmidt for the layup. The Loggers worked that one really nicely. Collar gets the basket. 20 seconds to go. 10-point lead, 68-58. Loggers playing good defense. Don't want to foul. One thing you don't want to do is foul. Let them take a bad shot. There's a steal by Lane. 8 seconds to go. I think they're going to let this one end. 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the ball game right there. 68-58. Loggers win. Big ball game. First win of the Mirrorwood North here tonight. We'll take that one right there. Hey, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Forward Bank post-game show.
Download the Heckman Auction app on your iOS or Android device and get to bidding right now. We have new things coming on every single week, even up to real estate. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
You could buy one item or 50 on HeckmanAuction.com. Simply set your price, win your item, come and pick it up, and we make it fast, easy, and simple.
Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here. The Forward Bank post-game show, and it was a Loggers victory here tonight, 68-58 over the Athens Blue Jays here. And quite the game. It was a game that you know, Loggers had control of the game pretty much the whole time. And it was the Loggers, you know, fighting the storm, I would say, you know, as the Athens kept coming back. Loggers were up 12, Athens pulled it back. Loggers were up 10, Athens came back. They kept doing it. Finally, at the end of the game, the Loggers pulled away. I think the better team prevailed here tonight. Drew Hochschild had a big game. Lane Abraham in the second half, 14 second-half points. Pretty impressive right there. They tried pulling J.J. out of the game with fouls early on, and the Loggers stuck with it and played pretty good. Got Amy Ring here. Come right over here, Amy. We got head coach Amy Ring here. We're going to go over some of our point totals here tonight. There's a paper towel right over there. Sorry about that. We're going to go over the point totals here right now. We'll start out with Athens. For Athens, it was Riley Becker with 18 points. Andrew Shayer had 11. And Braden Fromman had 11. Ty Johnson had 7. Nick Pittman had 6. Isaac Bushman had 4. And Caden Zarnke had 2. Pretty even scoring here for Athens, Amy, as I look at this, almost what you would expect, maybe a little bit high for a couple of these guys here. For the Loggers, Lane Abraham with 14 second-half points. That was a really nice boost to our offense. He had 17 overall. Drew was pretty solid all game with 18. Jack had that big first half. It seemed like he was all over the place in that first half. And J.J., they tried to take him out early on in that game, still coming up with 9 points. He played pretty steady here. Overall, a pretty solid game. Amy, I thought that we had control of the game for the most part, and we weathered the storm when they kept trying to come back. Give us your input on this game, what you thought about it, what you liked, what you didn't like.
Well, our game plan coming in is that we were going to try to dominate rebounding and contest. We knew coming in they had 4 kids shooting over, I think, 34% from 3, 2 of them shooting 40% from 3. So we knew that that was going to be huge for us to try to control. I thought that we weathered their little run in the first half where they hit, I think, 3 threes in a row, maybe, was it?
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like we dominated the board like I wanted us to. Now we got good rebounds and clutch time.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that, but
I would say overall I thought that was maybe our one downfall right there, and it seemed like they got most of those 50% balls on the night here tonight. I'll give that to Athens with that. I don't know if they wanted a little bit more of the ball. They were in the right spot at the right time at times as well.
Long shots, long boards. Yeah. They're used to that kind of stuff. And so give them, you know, credit that way.
Yes. So a nice game. You know, we've got next week coming up. We've got at Abbotsford on Tuesday, I believe, and then Flambeau home on Friday.
Yep.
And that's going to finish us off before the Christmas break. You know, Amy, what are some of the things that you're liking on the season? Maybe some unexpected things or things going as planned. What do we have to look forward to in the second half of the season here? I shouldn't say second half, after the Christmas break.
I think that we're starting to learn a little bit of our offense and build some of that IQ and understanding where we're going to be within that offense.
I thought today was a lot better than the first 4 games as far as that goes.
It's
getting better. It seemed like guys are getting a little bit more. I'm not a lot of easy shots, but I think there's a few more easy shots tonight than there was.
Well,
early
I think
on.
The length of Auburn deal the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We can't do that.
2-6-7 guys make this up.
That's going to make it tough on anybody. But it's just being patient and executing the details. And we're getting better and better every single game.
Yeah.
You know, our IQ just still needs to, you know, we need to understand that we are winning at the end.
Yeah.
We're winning. And so just the kind of the things that go along with
A couple of the turnovers.
Yep, and you know what?
Passing the ball, kind of.
Yep, and it's okay because, you know, we haven't been in a ton of these games last year, so we're not really used to doing that. But I will tell you this. What were we from the line in the last 3 minutes? 8 for 8? 10 for 10?
I think we're 100% other than Jack had 3 misses.
But, I mean, even at the end, when we needed them, we hit.
JJ hit, you know. That's one nice thing about games like this. You've got a few guys, you can get the ball. It doesn't have to just be JJ. You know, Lane, a fabulous free throw shooter.
I think Colin shot it really well tonight as well
from the
line.
Colin is 4 for 4, if I remember. I got it right here, I guess. I don't have him on here, but, yeah, Colin didn't miss. I don't think Drew missed one free throw early on.
He missed one early on. In the second half.
In the second half.
Yep.
I think JJ was 4 for 4. Or JJ was 3 for 3. Lane didn't miss. You know, that's what you get with this group. You know, Amy, I talk about this group. You know, this is such a fun group for me to watch. There's a little bit of everything with this team. I think you can go 8 deep if you wanted to, if you had to. And I don't think you let down much when you bring in. You know, you're kind of be able to rotate different people in. Each player brings something to the table. And, you know, you bring Colin off of the bench, his speed. I mean, when you see that explosion once in a while, it's crazy how fast he is and how he can get down the court and make things happen. And, you know, sometimes he's too aggressive, but that's him.
No, we'd rather have him be too aggressive than not. And, you know, we have a personnel that we really like in that 1-3-1 that we like to go to. I think it's a really great change of pace for other teams.
It was. That threw them off. I mean, when we were man-to-man the whole time there, you threw Colin up at the top on that 1-3-1. And I think both times that you threw the 1-3-1 in there, it was a big game changer. We got turnovers and points. It was like 6-point swings immediately when we did that. So that's nice to have.
It's just something we can't sit in with a team like that, though.
Yeah.
We have to be very careful about when we execute that. But I thought we executed it.
We did. Guys got to where they needed to be. It's the first thing I said when you were in the 1-3-1. I was like, oh, boy, that's risky business throwing a zone on this team right here. And I said, you know, Amy's going to watch what happens here. But they hit a couple shots, and she'll be pulling out of it. But, you know, we were forcing turnovers.
We were
getting to them, and we were having two guys smothering them at times. Was real difficult for them, and they started to struggle. But Amy is an awesome game. You know, it's nice to be on the winning side. We're 3-2 right now. We got two games next week. You know, let's hopefully pull off two wins right there and get this ball rolling. And you know what? We got this Logger program. You know, we're back to winning ways just like that. I'm really excited for, you know, how the season's going to progress. I've seen this team at the beginning of the year, and you see them just 4 games in, and I'm seeing them start to get a little bit of that confidence offensively. We know what they can do defensively, and they can control what they can control. But I see the start of that offense starting to come there. And like I said, you got many options out there to do things. So we'll see how the season goes.
All right.
So
thank you for coming. Thanks for broadcasting.
Head coach Amy Ring here. And for Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt was here, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country. Remember, we have Bucks basketball all weekend, Saturday, Sunday. We got Packers Sunday. So tune into all that stuff. And we will see you guys next week. Everybody have a good night. Bye-bye.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Third
Every backyard had a garden. Every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's house.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.